I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 18, 2026. The Kentucky General Assembly voted yesterday to override the governor's veto, finally passing a bill to opt Kentucky into a new federal tax credit. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
Both chambers of the Republican-controlled Kentucky General Assembly voted on partisan lines to override Governor Andy Beshear's veto. It means that Kentucky is opting into a federal tax credit for donations to K-12 scholarship funds that could go to public or private schools. Republicans criticized Democratic Governor Andy Beshear for vetoing the bill in the first place. Here's GOP House Speaker David Osborne from Prospect.
Every single one of the 80 members of the House majority will stand here today and override this veto. Every single one. Those are people that are for school choice. Those are people that are against school choice. But every single one unanimously stands here today to do what is right for the kids of Kentucky.
Beshear said he believed public funds should only go to public education, including federal money. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
The Kentucky Senate has passed legislation that opponents argue would make it easier to bring back the death penalty, and advocates say cuts through red tape. Senate Bill 251 would allow the Department of Corrections to create its own policies through memos and internal policies with no identified oversight. GOP Senator Stephen West of Paris says he wants to break the cycle of the courts ruling some part of the regulations, then kicking it back through the regulatory process, only to repeat itself in a couple years.
And so we go through this revolving door, merry-go-round of back and forth and back and forth, causing indeterminable delays in the process.
All Democrats and four Republicans opposed this measure. It will now move to the State House for consideration. Lawmakers decided not to vote on a bill yesterday that would make food assistance eligibility requirements more stringent for Kentuckians. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman was there.
Lawmakers discussed but ultimately did not vote on legislation that set higher thresholds, including an asset test for Kentuckians to qualify for food assistance. Senate Bill 257 would also require more eligibility checks for Kentuckians receiving food assistance. GOP sponsor Senator Shelley Funky Frohmeyer told Kentucky Public Radio the program should focus on the truly needy.
So we want to put this program in alignment with what it was meant to be. We've got to align it. We've now gotten over our skis, if you will.
The bill would not allow Kentucky to use broad-based categorical eligibility. That effectively lets the state not consider assets, only income, when determining if a resident is eligible for SNAP benefits. Jason Dunn, a former Kentucky SNAP director, says not using categorical eligibility would create a benefits cliff for some families. He says asset testing also disincentivizes people from building up savings.
This policy just makes that cliff worse and takes away all the gains we've made.
The Center for Economic Policy estimates one of the changes would disenroll 40,000 Kentuckians from SNAP. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
After the 4th Street Bridge demolition earlier this month, officials have rerouted Northern Kentucky traffic to the Girl Scout Bridge. But now, Covington's historic East Side neighborhood finds itself dealing with a flood of cars they don't believe their streets are equipped to handle. Resident Pamela Mullen says they're especially concerned for the warmer months when children start playing in the streets and in the neighborhood parks.
And we're already asking for some type of help in advance to be sure people, you know, don't just fly through that area.
It's just one of the improvements Eastside residents are asking from as the state transportation cabinet begins improvements on the Girl Scout Bridge. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.